from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. This is the Joe Starkey Show. Josh Taylor in for Joe Starkey. We are live at Treesdale Country Club for the HM3 Jerome Bettis and Mel Blount Celebrity Golf Outing, and it's all part of HM3 Partners Independence Fund presents Celebrity Care Fest, benefiting UPMC Children's Hospital Foundation. Two nights of star-studded entertainment, July 26th and 27th. Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo, Smokey Robinson, whom I got to meet previously, and that was awesome. Plus, a superstar artist so big we can't say it here. Learn who at hm3.org. Tickets on sale at hm3.org. And for the record, I have been told who that superstar is, because I asked the question, who's a superstar bigger than Smokey Robinson? They told me, and it's big. I will provide no hints and no spoilers, but it's big. You should get your tickets. Hit us up on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Also, you can hit us up on the fan text line, 412-928-9370. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Speaking of the fan hotline, 412-928-9370, we got Mark all the way in Fort Lauderdale. Mark, you're on the fan.
Hey, Josh, great to talk to you. Congratulations on your new gig. I'm sure the people up in the Western Pennsylvania are going to be lucky to have you as a news person as well.
Thank you.
I want to say that Jim Bowden today proposed in the Athletic what I believe is the ideal trade for the Pirates and the Marlins. He proposed Braxton Ashcroft and Henry Davis going to Miami for Jazz Chisholm. I think it's a great fit for both ball clubs because the Marlins are in a rebuilding stage under Peter Bendix. And I think Henry Davis is going to be a very good ball player, but I think that 1-1, draft thing has really hung over him in Pittsburgh. There's a lot of pressure getting to the big leagues quick, and I think if he came to Miami where he was just with a younger club and one of the guys, I think he would fit. I hate to see Ashcroft go too, because I saw him pitch in Jacksonville a couple weeks ago when Indianapolis was there. He's got good stuff, but the Pirates have tremendous pitching depth, including one guy that I hope is untouchable. He's kind of a sleeper for the Pirates in their front system. It's Hunter Barco, a kid out of Jacksonville, Florida, played a very competitive baseball with the University of Florida, had a tremendous career, but unfortunately had Tommy John surgery his senior year, and he's bounced back unbelievable this year. He had a 5 no-hitting innings in Greensboro. He's up in Altoona right now in Double-A, and scouts tell me he might be the best prospect next to Bubba Chandler. So I just hope that they don't get rid of him in the draft. But I would love to see that trade happen. I think it would be a good trade for both ball clubs.
Love the info. Appreciate the call, Mark. That's awesome. Thanks for the call. You tell me about a former Gator baseball player, former SEC baseball player, I'm going to listen. I was covering the SEC 12 years ago, and I saw some pretty good players. down in Florida. Mike Zunino was one of them at the time. He was, when he was a Gator. So you find me a Gator ball player, I'm going to listen when you talk about him. But I like this idea of the trade that Jim Bowden points out. And the big reason why is because part of it for me, and this is how I break this down. Part of it for me is the importance of knowing what kind of trade capital you have. When you have good trade capital, you might be able to actually pull off the kind of trade you want to pull off. Because I talked about this during the previous segment before we went to break. It is not necessarily about the money you spend. It's about how you use your resources. This kind of trade sounds like you could use your resources as well as you could. Because here's the thing. He talked about pitching depth, Mark did. Here's another thing that sticks out. The catching depth with the Pirates right now. Right now, Henry Davis does not fit their short-term or long-term plans at catcher. Their short-term plans at catcher right now, Joey Bart fits more of the short-term. Jason DeLay fits more of the short term. I'm sure we don't forget Yasmani Grandal because he's here too. But you're talking short term guys. He's fourth at best on the short term list. Then when you talk long term list, you got Andy Rodriguez, who's probably the best catcher in your system, and it ain't probably. He immediately jumps to the top of the list. So now Henry Davis bumps down to five on the long term list. So if there's a chance you're going to get any kind of equity and value out of Henry Davis, now might be the time. Now you say you pair him up with a minor league pitcher and trade him out for a player at the deadline. It feels like you didn't get the most out of that pick. Well, what's the thing you do? If you make an investment or make a decision and you know it's not working, what's the best thing to do? Stick around and let it get worse or get out while you can? So if you're going to do it, if you're going to try to get some kind of rectification out of what has become the first overall pick of Henry Davis, get out now while you can and salvage the value while you can. Because that's not a dip you're going to be willing to wait out, because I'll say this again, he may be fourth at best as far as your catcher depth goes. I thought Andrew Filippone made a great case last night on the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call. Every night, 10:35, KDKA+. I think it was it last night with Pony or was it two nights ago with Pony? He was with Rich Walsh, and he was talking about how Henry Davis could be the impressive trade chip now because you're not going to get the value you were hoping to get out of him anytime soon. And that could be the thing that you use. A guy who was drafted 1-1 is going to have value in the eyes of other teams. Will it be as much as he probably should have as a 1-1 pick? No. Joey Bart didn't have as much value as a 1-2 pick. And the Pirates pretty much picked him up off waivers, dusted him off, and you've seen the results. But you might be able to move Henry Davis in a trade right now, because right now he's in a position where if you're a team like Florida, knowing you're trying to tear down and start over again, you might be able to do that and have enough patience with a guy like Henry Davis where he becomes part of that effort. So moving Jazz Chisholm out and bringing a guy like Henry Davis in, and of course if that works, then both sides have actually done well in that deal. And I know a lot of people like to look at terms of who won this deal, who lost this deal. I look at it in terms of, was the deal a win-win? This one, Jazz Chisholm coming from Miami for Ashcraft and Henry Davis, sounds like a win-win to me. And Jazz Chisholm is a name I've gone back and forth on. I've gone back and forth with the possibility of whether or not this would make sense. It makes sense to me because Jazz Chisholm is a guy who plays more than one position. And when you're dealing with this lineup where you have guys that you have to move around in different places, guys like Connor Joe who can play more than one spot, guys like Brian Reynolds who can play more than one outfield position, guys like Jarrett Triolo who can play more than one infield position, even Nick Gonzalez, they haven't had to, because he's been entrenched as your second baseman, but he can play more than one infield position. You got pieces that you can kind of move around. So Jazz Chisholm becomes a guy who fits that profile as a guy who can help you if you have to shift your infield around or shift your outfield around and move some of these pieces that may not necessarily be everyday guys that may be platoon players. So now Jazz Chisholm makes that transition a little bit easier. But more importantly, and perhaps the most important thing of all, you're bringing a legit bat that you need to your lineup. So I like that proposal from Jim Bowden. I like the possibility of that trade. I know some people probably won't like it because it feels like you're not getting the most you can out of Henry Davis. But, folks, that ship has sailed. Getting the max value out of a 1-1 pick, unless he shows up in Arizona and completely plays out of his mind tomorrow, which we know he's not going to do, max value is no longer on the table. Unless they have immediate plans to bring him up and slot him in and have him ready to go, and he balls out of his mind for the last couple months of the season, barring that happening, max value ain't happening. It's that ship, it's already on its voyage. It may not be completely away from the sand just yet, but it's getting further and further away. We'll talk more about it when we come back. We are live at Treesdale Country Club. Time for fan headlines.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.